playing this terrible game right now where instead of getting a new video game console, I want to just get a graphics card instead because I'm one of them. And trying to get one of those is just this terrible game where I have a plugin that is refreshing two or three websites every 5 seconds looking for a text change to let me know when something is in stock. And then I and then it plays this very loud ding. And then I go add it to the cart or whatever, along with like 8,000 other people. And then
Tim,
and then
you know all about looking for high-end graphics cards.
Oh yeah, you're trying to get a 30 series graphics card. Which one? Yeah. Just any old 3080?
Any old 3080. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
I've been learning how to make scalper bots.
Okay.
Because I have this great idea. The next time there's a big hardware launch, I'm gonna scalper bot buy up as much as I can, and then sell them at retail price on eBay.
Nice.
I'm going to do this. Don't spoil this. Actually, go ahead and spoil this if anybody else wants to learn how to do this. I figure I have enough money to do that. I could probably, you know, I might as well do something decent. That could be a decent thing to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seizing the means of production.
Yeah, I won't tweet about it. I'll just put them on eBay at regular price from my eBay account. And there they are. And then, you know, buy one for myself as well, so.
I'm not going to lie. You had me in the first half because I'm like, why would you admit to being a scumbag? But then you're like, oh, you're going to sell them at regular price. Good job. So,
regular price.
You know,
plus shipping, obviously. But
I call my baby scalper bot. I'll tell you why.
You guys like
she's
my
sweeter
baby?
Than an apple pie.
Hmm. This What's is my dog? Child.
Tim, I'm going to be the right back one second.
You got
the
it.
The way that I might end up getting one of these, the way that seems the most likely at this point, is showing up really early in the morning at Central Computers.
Central Computers.
Yes, there are 5 Bay Area locations.
Oh, that's excellent. The
local, yeah.
That's what when I went to the Micro Center to try to get my 5950X Ryzen AMD processor, and it turned out after waiting in line for 2 hours that they didn't actually have any. They didn't get any. They got all the other ones. They didn't get the 5950X, and they didn't tell us until everybody was already in the store. There was just a line around the block of people just for the 3080s. And like 2 people got one. So,
yeah.
So in other words, they just happened to come in. There's a terrible shortage worldwide. However, if that's the way to do it is to just go to a retail store and stand there.
So I'm on the email list where they tell us when they come in.
So then you just get there first and then it's yours.
That might be the best way to do it. But I'm using a service like a browser plugin that refreshes pages whenever I have it going every 5 seconds. And I have managed just practicing to do 2 3070s so far. So it is possible. I didn't buy them. I like kind of went to the point where all I had to do was click and that was it.
The practice run.
Yeah. I did actually purchase on a practice run from Amazon because I could then cancel it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I have proven it's possible, at least with 3070s. So.
I mean, who wants a 3070?
I don't know. Jagoffs, I think.
Yeah, some weirdos. I've got this 3090 and it's literally will not fit in my case because I have this Alienware, but I'm building a new PC anyway. So as soon as I can get that 5950, I don't know how to get it. Just don't know how to get one. This is why I'm learning the scalper bot technique so that I can get some of them.
No one knows how to get anything.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's true.
It's terrible. Like here in New York City, going to that Micro Center requires a subway ride that is between 22 and 146 minutes long because you just don't know if the subway is going to work, period, much less for the length of time you need it to work. So I just do not have the time to go there and wait in line every day like some people are doing. And they are not putting them on their website when they get new ones in. So they're just not, they're not bothering to put them on their website. And,
it takes me a day and a half to get to the Micro Center where I live too. So I feel you.
Oh yeah. A day and a half. That's terrible. I wish I used to live like 3 blocks away from the Micro Center in Brooklyn when I had not a percentage of the money I would need to build the PC I want. And now that I do have the budget to build myself a PC, can't get down there. Especially with the end of the world. That virus has ruined the subway even more than usual. I hate this virus.
Not great. It's not my favorite virus. What is your favorite virus?
I don't know. The one I got on my Dell laptop back in like 2001.
Yeah,
classic. The Dr. Mario viruses. With that apocalypse now, I discovered something interesting while in the grocery store the other day, which was my girlfriend did not know that Francis Ford Coppola was a filmmaker. She knew him. She knew him as a winemaker. And this is not to disparage my girlfriend in any way. I just thought this was very interesting. Because she knows Sofia Coppola quite well and likes her movies.
Right.
So she thought Sofia Coppola was the director daughter of a successful winemaker, I guess.
Yeah, I mainly think of him as Nicolas Cage's uncle.
Right.
I mainly think of, I'm not going to say it.
FFC.
I like Francis Ford Coppola a lot.
Yeah.
The Conversation, you ever see that?
Oh, I've seen it.
One of my favorite films.
Gene Hackman.
Yeah, I love Hackman.
I think he's
one of my favorite robot
masters. I think you should find out if Christina knows that Paul Newman was an actor.
Not just the guy who makes fig Newmans.
And right. Little salad dressings. Newman's
own. And dog treats that we use over here.
Yeah, that's
also,
right.
Also see if she knows that that there are Newtons in addition to the Newmans, and that's where he got the idea for the Newmans from. Have you?
She's definitely aware of that.
Have you seen that there's
the Newtons named Newman after Zone Sir Isaac Newton?
Yeah. Man, you know what I hate is when people say, when they say fig, they say like apple fig Newtons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like it's the type of fruit precedes the. It's because of people like that they had to rename Coke Zero Sugar, that they had to rename Diet Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper Diet, because they didn't want people to say, I like regular Diet Dr. Pepper. Because people were probably out there actually saying that. Francis Ford Coppola made The Conversation. He also made
a Coppola movie.
Bram Stoker's. You're stealing my joke. He made Bram Stoker's Dracula. He also adapted the John Grisham novel The Rainmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Have you all seen that? Starring Danny DeVito as a paralegal.
I never watched that one.
Nope.
It is substandard for Francis Ford Coppola, yet lovely and wonderful. As far as if you just think about what sorts of other movies were happening at around that time. So it's a very good little, for one moment in time, they got Francis Ford Coppola to adapt an airport book, you know, and he just kind of knocked it out of the park in a way that is weird, because who's really asking that guy to knock that out of the park? Who's asking anybody to knock you ever read a John Grisham book? They're not very good. I mean, he's like Tom Clancy. If Tom Clancy had gone to law school, instead of done whatever questionable, probably war criminalistic stuff he had actually done. It's his books aren't very exciting. The plotting is decent, though. I can't chill with them. Give me a Jack Ford Reacher any day.
Coppola also directed Rumblefish, which Sega adapted into a successful arcade game.
And they did make, and they also adapted the sequel.
Yeah, Rumblefish 2.
Oh my God, Rumblefish 2.
Which is now coming to the Dreamcast thanks to Atomos Wave conversions. I love it.
Is it pronounced Atomos Wave or Atomos Wave? We called it Atomos Wave.
I think it's Kojima.
I think I said Atomos Wave for a long time and then found out that it was Atomos Wave from from like the Sammy Studios people.
Wave.
I'm not going to lie. I don't buy it.
Fair enough.
I'm going to keep calling it Atomos Wave because it sounds like atomic.
Yeah, I can't imagine it being anything else. Sorry.
And as we've established on this show previously, sometimes the PR people just don't know what they're talking about. Like they don't know what Ryoko Kodama is. Like
Jordan Mechner, author of Karateka, insists that it's pronounced Karateka.
Karateka, yeah. Yeah. Very good example.
He's wrong. So
yeah.
Yeah. Jordan, and also it's not pronounced Jordan Mechner, it's pronounced Jordan Machiner.
Where do we all stand here on GIF and JIF?
I alternate my pronunciation.
I switched right over to JIF as soon as I found out that was the initial intent.
Exactly. Me too. When they found out that was actually how it's pronounced by the creator, I'm like, yeah, JIF.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you try to say that in a YouTube video, you're going to get a million commenters just having an argument about it in your chat
or
your comments.
But
if you pronounce it GIF, nobody says anything. So in other words, people who hate the pronunciation JIF by far outnumber people who hate the pronunciation GIF. In case you needed that metric, I have that metric because I alternate my pronunciation in every YouTube video that I do see. I've been keeping track of this for like three years now.
A/B testing.
Yeah.
This is some real like pineapple on pizza is Die Hard a Christmas movie. Crap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's an argument. Opinion. It's an argument people feel safe having. Mm-hmm. They feel like it's all in good fun, mate, for these people. Not all in good fun for me. For me, it's serious business. And when people are like the people who so closed-mindedly love to stamp on the pronunciation GIF, it's like, I don't know. How do you pronounce giraffe, man? Like, come on. English is weird. Grow up and deal with it. Yeah, the rest of the world has for thousands of years, hundreds of years. We deal with English every day. We don't speak it. We deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, to have equipped English
like
as a language in your brain is to have just kind of shackled yourself to something you will forever have to deal with. So deal with GIF, you cowards. Or should
I've
I say
been thinking about how it
cowards.
Might be fun in a certain way to next time I'm able to go to England, start saying things like, yeah, could I get some carrot root? Could I get some potato root? Because they call it beetroot.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just put root on the end of all the other root
vegetables
that they got? Like, why do only beets get it?
You know, normally
one syllable.
Normally, I would say that punking a group of people based on their word habits is mean spirited. However, those Brits, they can. I'd stuff them into a locker. Yeah, I'd stuff them into a locker of linguistics any day.
Yeah.
So get them in there.
I guess it's because they feel as though they are the arbiters of this language.
Yes.
That they own it. But then, like, as I've mentioned on the show before, when I would get articles in for Game Developer Magazine, the absolute worst ones would be from British people who decided to throw away conventions of punctuation or grammar and just, like, write stream of consciousness nonsense and be like, yeah, well, I mean, we invented this language. We can do whatever we want with it.
I don't want to get on a high horse. However, the worst writers of, you know, I mean, by writers, I don't mean writing as a profession so much as I mean writing is just a thing one does.
Yeah, just typing words and putting them together.
The worst typers of words I have known in this life have all been British.
Yeah.
They've all been English individuals. They make worse, scarier, stranger, more bizarre, just out and out psychotic, psychedelic typos than anybody else from any other country I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's no offense to them. I'm just saying, I know plenty of Americans who can't type a sentence in a paper bag that's wet.
Sounds harder, but
yeah. Though they can't sentence type their way out of a wet paper bag.
Yeah,
I know many Americans who meet that criteria, that esteemed criteria. However, it is the strange, enthralling weirdness of the British typo that appeals to me to this day.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of the strangeness of the British of the English typo.
Oh man, I should have recommended wondrous. Something that I'm about to recommend to you right now, Tim. Have you seen
Let's
the show
it.
Hyperdrive on Netflix?
No.
So Hyperdrive is a reality sports competition show about drifting in your automobile.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It is cool. And it's pitting it and it's totally sports anime. Like there's villains to hate on. Like there's a guy who's trying to spend his way through the competition because he's a millionaire by bringing a Lamborghini that he's spent an additional $100,000 to modify for drifting. And then at the same time, there's like people in a 1990 Nissan 200SX. And it rules. And it's really fun to watch these people just like do their best drifting around this bizarre obstacle course that they've created. Everybody's got their own little strengths and weaknesses. It's fun. I recommend it. I think it's my second favorite sports thing that I've seen in the last 5 years. So,
I'm gonna take a look at it. Hyperdrive on Netflix.
Hyperdrive on Netflix. And from executive producer Charlize Theron.
Oh man, yeah, this kind of rules.
Yeah.
Executive producer Charlize Theron describes Hyperdrive as American Ninja Warrior meets Fast and Furious. You know,
yep.
Speaking of her, she's supposed to be in the new Fast and Furious movie. Where is that one? Well,
yeah.
She wasn't. She was in the previous one. So where is the new one? Oh, was that supposed to come out this year and it got delayed?
Probably.
Because of the virus? I don't even know what movies are movies anymore. I know that James Bond was delayed for a year and now they're pushing it back. It was like pushed back to like, what do you call it? Christmas? And
we're
then
gonna
they pushed
run out
it back
of
again?
Content pretty soon, I think. It's going to be...
Yeah, we're going to run into the great content. Dry spell.
Yeah, it's gonna be all cartoons.
Yeah, there was what do you call it? I think that Wonder Woman movie supposed to debut on the HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing so was supposed to come out in like last year, I think. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, then it got delayed. It got delayed a little, unfortunately. Now it's not coming out until... Yeah, so I know that the new James Bond was supposed to come out in Christmas, and now it's coming out at like next spring or so? Because they just keep pushing stuff back.
Yeah.
Top Gun got delayed. It was supposed to come out in this Christmas. They delayed that one as well.
I really don't know what this movie industry is going to do, because they have, you know, they're going to be coming up against, they're having to put these movies out because they can't sit on them too long, but they're going to come up against the business model that they have unwittingly created in streaming, and they're going to realize they cannot make any money on movies.
How absolutely wild is it that the Marvel Cinematic Universe, biggest money-making machine in the movie industry, had already legitimately decided to just take a year off this year to only release one little movie that was just kind of like a snack tray side movie, that Black Widow one, right? That's wild. That's unfortunate. I don't want to say unfortunate. Imagine if they'd had like six regular movies planned and they had to delay them all and they had to do something creative with it. Maybe they would have lost some money. Yeah. And instead, they're just Disney. Disney actually had made kind of a good, smart decision on accident. So there's that.
But they would want to be filming those movies right now anyway. They would be filming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they are, though. They are. I mean, I guess they're filming something right now.
Movies are still filming, but a lot of them are done, and they... I mean, anything that has a lot of CG, I guess, can move forward. But otherwise, they're in trouble.
Yeah, it's wild, man.
What a time we got.
I mean, I would imagine filming on a movie's got to be like what the NBA did, right? Where you just kind of get bubbled in a place and all of you have to live there until you're done.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now.
Have you seen
Lock It Down?
They got some of these reality shows that want to keep going, like The Bachelorette. They had to quarantine all these people for several weeks and get them ready and have them be completely isolated by themselves, which for people that are on a show just to join social media, to get social media followings, was torturous because they weren't allowed their phones during that time either.
Right.
That's interesting to watch those people have to live without that for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Any of you watch any of the NBA games?
Nope. I watched a couple.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, yeah. I got used to
some baseball games.
Do they have the Zoom backgrounds or what?
No, they've got like they do that giant screens where the audience would be, and then they've got basically people kind of zoomed in.
That's what I was asking, if they got zoomed.
Yeah. But then sometimes they just kind of get replaced. You know, the people just suddenly become
words. Cycle in and out. Yeah, yeah. I actually think I got used to it really fast. In like 10 minutes. In like 10 minutes, I was like, oh, this is actually cool. It's like esports now. As long as there's the basketball players there, that's good enough for me. I don't care about those schlubs in the crowd.
Yeah.
Every time they cut away to the crowd, you know, maybe this says something about me, maybe it doesn't. When I was a kid watching TV and sports, watched a lot of sports as a kid because, you know, my dad made us, he wouldn't let us not watch sports. If anything else was on the TV when he came in, or there's some sports on, you turn on sports, and you eventually learn to enjoy sports. Every time they would cut away, show a guy in the audience, oh, he's eating a chili dog. Looks like somebody out there is having it looks like somebody skipped lunch today. Oh, look at that. Oh, that little girl's got cotton candy. Every single time, I'd just be like, who cares?
Yeah.
I always felt this weird, I don't know, perhaps psycho-esque detachment from every time they ever cut away to show some goofy, zany thing somebody's doing in the audience. Oh, it looks like he caught a foul ball. He's going to take that one home. It's like, who cares?
Yeah, I do feel like some of that might have been...
good riddance.
That might have been part of what turned me off to sports in general.
No, I got a foul ball the first time I ever went to a baseball game.
Did the announcers say, looks like that kid's dream has come true?
Yeah, I didn't even get up. I was drinking a big old Sprite, and the ball bounced off the glove of the guy standing right behind me, and it just fell right into my lap.
The problem with getting a foul ball at a baseball game is that then you're going to have a goddamn baseball in your house.
Yeah, I'm looking at That's it right weird. Now, actually.
Who wants more stuff?
Yeah, I still got it.
You're asking him if he still got it? How can you get rid of it?
Right.
Like, it's just stuck in it. It's there.
Yeah, you just own it forever.
It's just a baseball, your new roommate. Charlie.
Uh-huh.
You can't just throw a baseball in the trash.
Oh, man, I could do it.
The American cops will show up and get you.
Well, now, I mean, I guess probably what I would have done is let my dog play with it.
Yeah, dogs love chewing on baseballs. Baseball weighs a little bit more than my dog.
Yeah.
So I don't think he could even pick one up. I don't think that would work.
We just got a soccer ball for Pocket that has these little phalanges coming off of it so that he can grab it because his mouth is small. But it's a full-size soccer ball because he loves chasing giant spheres around. So we got him one. We'll see if that's any if that's fun in real life.
Dogs have a thing for spheres.
Yeah, they like them.
My dog is a good dog.
A bit of a sphere himself.
Yeah, he's a bit of a sphere. Yeah, it's fun. Oh my god, it's fun to just watch that dog walk around and just try to act casual.
Yeah,
he does this act casual thing, you know, where he just kind of thinks he just kind of thinks everything's cool. He thinks that you don't notice that he's kind of ridiculous, you know. Yeah.
He's pretending to be a real being instead of a magical fur creature.
Yeah, some weird cartoon. He's like, oh yeah, I'm just a normal thing. I'm not a. He's like, I'm not a weirdo or nothing.
I'm good in the recording.
Okay.
I'm not a weirdo or nothing. I'm just a regular sort of animal, I guess.
Regular guy. I got this fun sound I can make.
What is that?
That's a dog squeaky toy. I was thinking about doing it just during the show but I couldn't think of a good, like, Tim keeps making, like, you know, doom shotgun sound.
Yeah.
Explosion. I was thinking I could just do like a at some point, but I don't know what for. I gotta find a time. Pocket, our dog, he sure hates this thing. I mean, he loves it, but he loves to hate it. Because it's just like, it's making this sound. And
oh, God.
And he's like, what are you doing?
That's terrible.
Why is that thing doing that?
I don't blame Pocket at all.
Yeah, well, he's got his particulars, that dog. He was getting harassed by a squirrel earlier today. You know how squirrels will, like, lean off a tree and then chatter at a dog because they know that the dog can't get up there? That's what was going on today. And this particular squirrel had huge testicles just hanging off the edge of the branch. And he was just screaming at the dog who was.
Sounds like it's got nuts for the winter.
That's right. We got nuts forever. Nuts for days.
So there's this, I guess you'd call them a ROM hacking studio. I don't know. They call themselves Pangent Technologies.
All right.
And they came on my radar because, at the same time, they released Dr. Garfield at a Heathcliff game. And I'm like, all right,
Mr. Heathcliff.
This? Yeah, Mr. Heathcliff. That's right. They just tweeted at me a video where they've hacked some Mario fan game to star the Spice Girls, and it plays some pretty bad middies of their music.
Oh, that's great.
So,
drop a link.
I think, all right. Yeah, hang on.
Super Spice Girls.
Dun, it is Super Spice dun, World dun. X, actually.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say I'll drop that in general right now.
Thanks. All right, let's take a look at Super Spice World X for a second.
Oh, it's got that Mario World great.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about how it was Mario World. I thought it was like a NES.
That does look bad. I'm just looking at the little screenshot there in the thumbnail.
Do they do different stuff, Frank?
I don't know. I have no idea. I was just looking at my Twitter replies during the break.
Man, I want to play this though.
Oh, it's so bad.
I'm gonna tell my kids this is Super Mario World as the meme goes.
Let's get back to the show.
Yeah, well, we could think about it.
All right,
Babis is gonna go.
All right, everybody, see you later, goodbye. Bab.
Bye, Babis.
Goodbye. Your mouth is very small.
My email inbox is quite narrow. The only thing that gets through it is just like big money deals. And people trying to turn me into a billionaire, which is a horrible, horrifying Frankenstein's monsterian concept. However, those are the only emails that get through. That and stuff from people purporting to represent health insurance companies. Yet it turns out in the end, they're just robots in like Sri Lanka that aren't actually attached to like any existing organization. It's starting to become a source of worry for me. As I scramble to get health insurance.
Well, There is an old Jewish saying that the whole world is a very narrow bridge, but I don't know what it means.
I get that. I've seen it. I've seen that bridge. It's a bad bridge, Cap'n.
Not one of my favorite bridges.
Yeah. There's
Madison County collection.
Very few good bridges in this world. Have you ever noticed that? Most
Jeff
of them
Bridges
suck.
Jeff Bridges is okay.
Jeff Bridges? I hope he's okay.
What about Porter Bridges?
Yeah, he's good.
Porter Bridges is
it's
good.
It's disturbing
yeah.
when he leans over and winks at you or like points out something that he wants. I mean, it's good disturbing, but it is disturbing.
Yeah, it's he's got a creepy personality to him. As I believe I pointed out in my review, they do all these weird things to make him feel like a human person playing a role. And obviously 100% of that is intentional. What percentage of it is meaningful is up for the subjective observer to discern on their own. Though sometimes of the stuff is pretty good. When he gets on a bike that he likes and he's like, oh, I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like okay, that's cool.
When he points at the bathroom and does like a please sign.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, it's hard to know how to feel about it. That's how I feel about it.
You should watch my review where I talk about how I didn't let him take a dump for the last half of the game. Oh wow, Adobe Premiere just crashed.
Tell you what, I would like to watch a lot of your reviews. I really can't figure out where in my schedule that would be.
Well, my reviews, including the Death Stranding review, are all composed of multiple segments, some of which are only about 10 minutes in length and can be viewed a la carte. In fact, that is how I suggest people view them.
That's something. But I guess I would have to do it on my computer because, of course, keeping something at one spot on a YouTube video on my TV doesn't really work. And, you know, when I'm on my computer,
logged in on your computer devices? Because I have confirmed that all of the devices in my house remember my exact timestamp on YouTube videos. So,
Not sure I'm logged in with the same account across everything, but maybe if I did that, that would be an idea.
Yeah, you gotta. These are suggestions I answer in my admittedly very narrow email inbox just about every day.